Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time, and I brought my friends with me again. We got a meetup. We got a meeting of the minds. We got to get together. We got to talk about some things. Now, I don't know if you all remember, I put out of the blue, Wayne sent me this weird video where there was just a guy, and he was doing a whip, and he was like whipping the thing around and smashing the whip. And I just thought, I'm like, interesting. Because the night before, I was watching a show called, it's like a Western show. It's called Territory. It's a really good show. And I was watching that show, and I found it interesting that towards the end of the show, the night before Wayne sends me this thing with the whip, the lead character was teaching someone how to do that exact thing. So we know in scripture, it says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So if you witness something, you know, twice or three times, maybe God's words being established. So I think to myself, I bet you there's going to be something with the whip. So I put it out, right? I put it out on X. I don't know if you saw it. And I do these little things for those of you that are new to the channel. If you're new and welcome to the show, will you hit the like button, smash the like, share the channel around. Make sure you subscribe because I'm here all the time. Sometimes, you know, YouTube doesn't tell you. So you know that I'm here. But I put it out on X, which is at JacobIsrael71 for those of you who want to follow me there. And I put a little test out there and I said, you know, think money changers and in the temple when Jesus walked in with the whip. Now, at first I was nervous about this. I was a little scared. You know why? Because I saw the whip and I thought immediately, I'm like, oh no, persecution's coming, right? You know? And, so I had to pray about it because I didn't want to just see that as like something that's going to be not great for all of us. So I prayed about it and I thought, and then out of the blue, I'm reminded of when he goes into the temple and he has a whip that he's made of cords and he's flipping the tables. He's taking the coins, and right now everything's about the digital coins, and he scatters the coins. Right? He flips the tables over. It's like it's this picture of the financial system being flipped on its head, which is something that we see going on. And now here we are today, and I see that new show, The Chosen. The Chosen releases their next season, and their logo, their poster was Jesus with the whip. So I'm like, that's it. Test complete. So, I mean, what do you think?
Definitely think there's something going on with the financial system. I think that, so my kids are 31 and going to be 30. And my oldest is the tech kid. He's the Elon Musk of the family.
Oh, geez.
And he thinks, yeah, which kind of freaks me out a little bit because I don't want him to, because he's kind of like the Rock. He put money into all this stuff, and I'm like, Nick, what if you lose your money? What if you lose your money? I want to know that you're going to be okay if you lose your money, because I have a feeling that the money systems are getting, I feel like the banks and everything's going to go down, and everyone that's using money as their god is going to be a little bit freaked out right now, because they're going to, it's going to look like they lost all their money, and instead of running to God, they're going to run to everyone else.
That's what the whole thing with the, you know, the golden bull was, is, you know, they're worshiping they're worshiping the financial system. They're putting their trust in finances and everything else. And Travis, you know, I mean, aren't you a little bit concerned about your finances? Do you find yourself worrying if you have enough money, or are we trusting in God?
I worry about a lot of stuff, but money's not, I've been poor my whole life, man.
Yeah.
So, and I've always gotten by.
Right. And why have you always gotten by?
It's just, how have I always gotten by?
Yeah. Why?
Because God, he always comes to my rescue.
And he just did recently as well. Maybe you should tell people what you've been going through.
Yeah. We were going to throw my wife and I out in the snow, not for not paying a rent, because I don't want to work at the establishment I was working at.
Right.
So they were going to throw us out. They said that we got till the first to get out. We got nowhere to go.
Let me ask you a question. How many times did they say you need to get out by a certain amount of time? Because this has been going on for a while. And you were always like, that's it. I'm like, they can't throw you in the street. They're not going to throw you in the street. How long did this back and forth between you and I go on?
This time?
Yeah.
About a month.
About a month. Right.
Yeah.
And now what is the end result of this? Because you reached out to me again. What was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were upset. You're like, that's it. You know, they say that I did this and I did that and all this stuff, because sometimes God moves us out of places. And then what did I say to you?
Everything will be all right.
And what happened about how long after that happened?
That you got an hour.
About an hour.
An hour later, a lady calls, said, I have this pain in my heart that I cannot get any work done. I can't breathe. I can't live like this. So you guys can stay till the end of the winter.
The end of the winter. So maybe it'll turn into something good. Who knows what happens by the end of the winter? But the fact of the matter is, we worry, and then God provides, right? But we're still worried, right? Like, you're probably still a little concerned. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Why is that, Rock? Why do you think that is?
It's just the fear of the unknown. With complete faith, you know, and that's what we're always working in. We're walking in faith, but sometimes, you know, we doubt, you know. And it's just like I've talked to Travis before, and I think I told you the same thing. It's just like when Moses is on a mountaintop and he can't see God directly, you know, he only can see the bat. So we never see what's going on, you know what I'm saying? While we don't see what God is doing while he's doing it. And it's always afterwards we can see, oh, he was taking me out of that position or out of that place for my protection or whatever the case may be. But it's always for the good. And over time, the confirmations just build up and you know that his hand's on your shoulder.
Right. And you got into a little bit of crypto coin, right? Didn't you? You were just telling us.
Yeah, I believe I was moved to it, but I definitely kept feeling the urge. It was like a weight. I was like, I just kept feeling like I needed to put something on there, because I do see it. I felt stupid. If I did it 2 years ago, I'd definitely be a way better position I am right now. And just to ignore the fact that even Trump's talking about Bitcoin is all coming out in the public eye. And their perception is everything. So whatever people are looking at is going to sky. That's what we need to put our cards in. And if you're looking, you can see that digital coin is going to be the next bump.
Now, a lot of people say that first of all, it looks like the whole financial system is about to be upended completely. Okay. They're already talking about getting rid of like the IRS. Yeah. You know, like there's the getting rid of the Fed. There's so much talk about everything changing. And now there's like rumors that X is going to start taking payments, and there's little rumblings about it being possibly maybe digital currency may be a thing. You know, I was always saying Doge, DE God, you know, not really making light of it, but the fact that, you know, this is the direction where we seem to be going. And I wonder if it's something that, you know, it's not going to be great for a lot of people, but I wonder if it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial for someone like you and me, Rock.
I always, like I said, God is always going to work it out for the good, but I do see, and I'm with Tracy on it, like, how's the transition going to happen? Like, because there has to be some type of crash, and I'm not sure, because we never had Bitcoin. We never had any of this before, so I'm not sure how that does react in a crash. Do you lose everything? Like, does all companies go down? I'm not sure. I'm not the professional on it. A lot of people say it will skyrocket. We'll see, but I definitely
see
a crash coming.
Are you worried? Are you worried about like the financial system, or is it something that you just you're not too concerned about?
I'm not too much concerned. I don't have that much capital in the first place.
Me neither. Isn't it great? I mean,
yeah, you know what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? They have nothing to take. You know, so I'm really not that much worried. I only see up going, but definitely with financial systems, it's no issue. I never had a problem with that. I never had that much.
Yeah, I mean, even today, the U.S. debt clock just put out like a new image, and you know, it's all about financial freedom. And you know, supposedly we're entering into a time biblically that would be called like a jubilee, and the jubilee is very significant because, well, the Queen just had her platinum jubilee before she passed away. But a jubilee is when, you know, the slaves are like supposed to be set free. The land is supposed to be set at rest. And wouldn't that be a really wonderful thing if that was something where we were going to be heading into? Because, you know, if I look at everything in my life, this year has been the hardest year. Financially as well. This year has been incredibly challenging. much like, you know, Travis, and I'm probably Tracy and probably you, I've really trusting more in God than I am in my own ability. Because even like my little vain attempts to try to make things better and, you know, more, I don't know, to reach more people or to be something that's going to be more of a blessing to others and then reciprocal. So it's also for me, no matter what I do, I can't do anything. So I have to kind of trust God. But the interesting thing about seeing this whip and feeling like we're in that moment when Jesus goes into the temple and drives everyone out, you know, that's pretty interesting, because really the temple is us to begin with. So if we need this system out of our thinking, we need it out of our hearts, we need to stop being so dependent on it. So maybe gonna be entering a time where we can't trust the system. Like maybe God's delivering us from the system for a reason. You're concerned about your son.
I definitely agree that God is getting ready to take, and I would say it's the people like us that have not had a lot growing up. I'm 52, and I'm definitely in the same generation, and I didn't have anything. And yeah, I think what's going on with my son is he's gotten to a point where we came from nothing, and now he finally got somewhere where he has a good job. And I think, it makes me worried, because I feel like I was there. I was in a place where I was making a lot of money, and I thought, this is awesome because I came from nothing. Yeah. So I was going above and beyond, not really thinking about, let me do a budget. Let me just buy everybody
stuff.
How
old is your son? How old is your son?
He's 31.
Okay. Moms, right? Time to say my oldest is 24 and I still worry. But, you know, is it possible? And I got to tell you this, because this is maybe this is for you. My mother, we were very poor. She had me when she was 19. And when I bought my first car, she was like, she made me feel so bad. She made me feel like I was going to be on the streets panhandling because I couldn't afford it, even though I had worked my whole life. My mother's, when I bought my first house, was like thinking, you should rent for a while. Because she came from this mindset where that's all that she had. She didn't have a bigger picture. So now with me, I like kind of rejected all that. But I still have it to this day. Like, for example, this Zoom, I'm using the free version. If I paid some extra money, I'm like, because I got to worry about the bills, because I'm making just enough to get by. I, you know, the apps that I use to edit my thumbnails, I use the free version. You know, I use the free version because, you know, the day that I'm in, I'm still in that, we'll say, that poor men's mindset. But I feel like maybe now, you know, people like your son, people like Rock, that maybe have a bigger vision, you know, of what can be. Maybe we're entering into that time, and maybe you and I need to just kind of keep our fear to ourselves. You know what I mean? And not project that onto them, because, you know, God forbid they become fearless and not go on set and conquer. You know what God is, that desire. I just did that video about Abraham, about how, you know, the Elohim, the judges, or the divine rulers came to him and says, you go to, you know, the place where God wants you to go. You go to the Mount Moriah, the place that God has chosen, and you go offer, you know, what God promised he'd give you on that mountain. You offer it up. God forbid we don't do that, you know, because of fear, you know, and God forbid we don't literally realize that we have this desire in our heart for a reason. God gives us the desires of our heart. But yeah, it's tough to be a mom, you know, but God bless you. Look at your son, successful, you know, look at you.
You're successful. Doing it's really hard. I'm going to say, yes, you're right. Because he did come over yesterday and he was like, Mom, I want to take you on vacation. Now, who in the world
would say no?
No, I don't think you should spend all that money. And he said, Mom, I don't do anything. All I do is work. When are you ever going to go to this place? And I said, probably never. And he said, yeah, but let me bring you. You've done so much for me. And I said, I don't want you to spend all that money. And he said, Mom, I know how to manage my money. you know, and I said, okay, if you want to bring me, then that's fine. We'll go.
That's
I said,
awesome.
But I said, I'm not going to think about it every day. I said, I want to talk about it. Now we already know. I said, let's just, because I don't know what, if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. So yeah,
right,
I don't
right.
want to
why,
be like,
why would we do that? Right? Like, why would we put off these beautiful things because of fear?
I was just telling Jennifer yesterday, that sudden turnaround that lady did to us. I said, maybe it is time for the first to become the last to become the first. Maybe this is just a process.
Right.
That's how I was looking at it. Because that lady never has liked me. She's always hated me for some reason.
But
and
God
they call
put
me nothing but a
heart.
Liar and a liar. And yeah. I never lied once to these people.
Yeah.
She's always thrown that label at me. She never liked me. And I've gone out of my way. As she said, all I can think about, Travis, is all the times you went out of your way to help me do the physical part that's not even your job. And I can't throw you on the street. I can't do it. The pain in my heart is too severe.
So God, yeah, God put it on her heart. God put
it on
her heart.
Yeah, he softened Pharaoh's heart. Softened Pharaoh's heart for sure.
All of this stuff is happening for a reason.
It's incredible to witness. It was absolutely incredible.
And you said you got a great night's sleep, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Best night's sleep I've had in months. And it was hard to get to sleep because I was riding so high, man. I was tired I had been in quite a while.
I'm looking through our conversation, and my goodness gracious, this is really, I mean, I love, because I do this a lot with people, is I don't know the end from the beginning. I just know that God always provides. And, you needed a place and you didn't want to be thrown out in the street, which would have been a horrible thing. God put it on her heart. And she would she come to you? Did she drive to you? Or did
no, she
call?
Called me.
She called me. You must have, like, danced. You must have had, like, a little dance.
Oh, I did. I almost dropped to my knees and just thanked the Lord immediately.
Oh,
immediately.
Hey,
give all glory to God, because I know the woman.
She's very generous. You know the woman. She's very generous. You know the woman. She's very kind-hearted, compassionate, and patient. You know the
right.
woman. You know
right.
the woman, right? Say
right.
it. What is she kind?
She's very kind.
Is
very
she compassionate?
Very thoughtful.
Right. We got to forget
very
the past. We got to forget the past to people, like the way people treated us in the past. We can't use it to justify the present. It's that born again experience. You know, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives. The life that I now live.
I was using it as a comparison from dark to light immediately.
Right. It's amazing. And that's the day. That's the rapture. That's the that born again experience that everybody, needs to see. You got any story?
Of overcoming or any fear? Is that the question?
Yeah, overcoming anything, any kind of miraculous thing.
I got through off the grandbabies ran in here. That's when I turned around. I was like, oh man.
You got a grandbaby? Let me see the grandbaby. Can I see the grandbaby?
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
That's my friend. Say, how you doing? Good? So you doing good?
I'm doing.
What's your name?
Emily.
Emily, great name, pretty. Emily. It's very nice to meet you. I couldn't have you come in here without saying hi to everybody.
Mm-hmm. They heard you come.
Oh, Phoebe's being crazy.
Oh, is that right?
That's her sister. She's
That's her sister?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you go take care of her. Make sure that she's doing okay, all right?
Oh.
All right. Say all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the thing. That really, I wish that I could not worry so much about the future. You know, it's like, it's not even here. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. You know, the birds of the air, you look at them, they don't worry about what they're going to eat. The lilies of the field, they don't worry about how they're going to look, you know, when they leave the house. And they're so beautiful. And the birds are just, they look like, I mean, I'm sure they're a little stressed out when, like, an owl comes down and snatches them. But besides that, you know, it's like, why don't we live more like that? Why don't we live more like that? maybe this scourge, this whip, is driving us out of the mindset that, you know, we're going to lose the house. We're going to lose the job. We're going to lose the finances. Maybe this is what needs to be driven out. And maybe there's going to be some kind of a flip happen in the world where the whole financial system is literally turned on its head. Like, do you know anything about the flat tax? You know anything about the flat tax?
The 14%.
I don't know what it is exactly, but
I think they want to do 14%.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of studies that say that that's really not so great for people like us, you know, but maybe we need to be driven out, Tracy.
I'm fearful. I'm fearful because right now I'm on a strike at work and I don't get money for being on the strike.
Do you know what the strike is for?
Because the people at the hospital want to get paid more. It's about money. And yeah. I'm not like that anymore. Like, God already took that out of my heart because I was all about money. And I'm not about money anymore. But I do have the fear, like Rock said, of the unknown, because I do have the weight on my shoulder of, you know, providing for the family and the house and everything. It's nerve-wracking to think you could lose the house. But I had to get to a point where I'm like, if they take my house, they take my house. Right. So I'll go back to an apartment. What am I going to do? I've been there. I've lived in my car. It's not like I haven't been. And if God brings me that way to then lift me back up, I'd be fine with it because God's with me.
Yeah. What's strange about this is that, this is in the book of John. It's chapter 2. This is when, he begins his first miracle. His first miracle is he changes the water into wine, right? So he has these six purification jugs. And the story goes, there was this great marriage and they ran out of wine, right? They ran out of, kind of like everybody's kind of lost the spirit the spirit's run out in the land. Faith has been run out. It's gone, right? And the marriage hasn't even happened yet, and there's no spirit, right? So if you look at the wine, because that's symbolic of being born again. So what happens is Christ comes in. He says, okay, do everything that I tell you. So it's this picture of you got to follow after the Spirit of God. You got to do everything that I tell you. He says, now fill up these. And they were these six purification jars, fills them to the top with water. In scripture, water is symbolic of the word of God. The purification jars, there's six of them. Six is the number of man. It's a picture of us being filled with the word of God and then changed into the Spirit. So now we have the best wine. Right. Like, because I remember the first part of my journey, spiritually speaking, I was egotistical and pride. And I went around, I wore this big cross and I'd go to the mall and I thought I needed to tell everybody, you're going to burn. That was my first experience. But now here on the back end, you know, when all hope seems to be lost, when I'm at my lowest point in time, all of a sudden this happens. There's this new spirit that's poured within me. And you know, the next thing that happens after that, he goes to the temple and clears house with the whip. Now, what's weird, this is weird, is that I was invited, my neighbor, who's they're very devout Muslim family from Pakistan, and we love them and they love us. Her brother, their brother was getting married. And so they had a wedding. And it was the same day that I pulled that fig from the tree and I ate it and it was ripe. So it was an interesting thing. They invited us to the wedding. And it was funny because I was thinking of this story and they did this like ceremonial, wonderful dance with the groom and the groom came out, right? I'm like the oddball in this whole thing, right? Like me and Danielle and Ethan, we're like, we stick out like a sore thumb at this awesome wedding. And he grabs me and he pulls me on the dance floor and they brought me to the center and all of us are dancing together. And it was like this huge, this big spiritual event. And that wasn't that long ago. That was this summer. This was like, it was right after, you know, and now we're entering into a time where I see that whip and I think, my goodness gracious, all this talk about the financial system, but really maybe God's whipping it out of us, you know, maybe God's whipping it out of us.
Cause I talked to my mom and she, you know, they're probably all around the same. My mom's 70, about 70, you know what I'm saying? So I always talk to her, and she thinks too that she has to go back to work and stuff like that. And it just makes me mad that we live in a society that we work our whole lives, and still towards the end we're still stressing, and it doesn't make sense. And it's not, and that's just from that point of view, you can see there's something wrong that needs to be done. There's got to be some type of change that needs to happen. And so hopefully we are entering into that, what you were saying, the Jubilee, because something's got to change. It's not fair and it's not right.
Man, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I my life hasn't been easy, you know, and I was talking to Danielle last night, and I was saying to her, you know, because I've been working since I was young. I mean, I was pumping gas at the Shell station down the street. True story, when I was like 12 years old, before, you know, because we knew the owner of the gas station. My mom worked with the like the sister-in-law. And so I got a job. I used to pump the gas. I've always worked. I've never not worked. I've never worked so hard as I do with this right here. It's like unlike anything. And it never ends, because it's more like I have this burden for everybody. Because what you don't see is how many people like Travis, like you, Rock, like everybody who reaches out to me. I have so many people that reach out to me, and I feel I want to encourage them. I want to inspire them, and I want to reach out to them. And I'm not like the other YouTubers where, you know, if you DM me or whatever, I don't get back. I get back, you know. I'm not working so hard, but I was telling Danielle, it's like, you know, this tinnitus is a horror show. People have no clue. I've never experienced anything like it. It sucks. And I just feel like I'm tired. When will I be able to breathe? And I feel like maybe that moment's coming. You know, I really do, because I feel like maybe that moment's coming. It was like when I did that show with Abraham, I really was thinking of hanging it all up, going back to selling mattresses. I was making more money selling mattresses than today. I was. And I could still do this while I sell mattresses. But the difference is I wouldn't be able to do it as much. I wouldn't be able to be as engaged. So I think that maybe this whip is going to be a good thing. Maybe the coins are going to be scattered. You know, when the coins are scattered, you know who picks them up? The children. The children, right? They're the ones that grab the coins off the ground, right? What happens when Israel's set free from Egypt? What do they take with them? The treasures of Egypt. So you know what? I'm going to say we're looking at some good days ahead. We're looking at some good, I hope so. I don't know. It's not like the Lord told me, but I feel it. Do you feel it, Rock?
Yeah, I feel it. That's what I've been talking about. It's moving up to Gamer One, and we're getting our coins beforehand. So we're going to be good.
It's ironic that the coins are digital.
Digital. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. Very strange. All right. Well, let's everybody say goodbye. I hope that this was something that you all enjoyed. I hope you hit the like button, and tell me in the comment section, everybody, if you want to see more of these. And of course, you can visit us every other Sunday on Patreon if you want to jump in. It's like $5 to do this. And that's it. And it's supportive of me. I appreciate it. There's other ways to do it. A lot of people are getting Truly Free, by the way. And it's really just great products. Just go to trulyfreehome.com if you want to get some good stuff. They're doing like this big event right now where I guess you get like free something. Dish soap or laundry detergent. I don't know. I'm never up on it. But if you use code JAG, we get 30% off. I love you all. Thank you for coming. You want to say goodbye to everybody? Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, y'all.
All right, we'll talk to you next time. God bless everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
With our fearful cry, and for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We taught them who we were when we believed we were simply our past, our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs, and our name.
trapped in a cycle of what could have, should have, would have, until we have the wisdom, the courage, and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world spin, making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, death dominate. Arise, arise, O existing one, the one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead that you must help us to tame. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.